Where are you in your return?
Right now, I'm just trying to be healthy. He asked where am I in my return. Right now, I'm just trying to be healthy for the season. I'm looking forward to getting cleared and being ready to go for training camp and OTAs. So that's basically it.
David, is there anything that you can't do right now with weight training that you might have been able to do before the surgery?
No, not physically, but the doctor's giving me limitations on certain things for right now, just to help the healing process speed up.
Do you expect to be cleared for OTAs?
For sure.
Yeah.
I expect to. I want to. So.
Are they giving you indication that that'll be the case, or are they still going to wait and see how you
do? We're just going ear, planet by ear, so.
What do you have to show them? You know, you have to take another MRI, you have to show, what do you have to do to get through it?
Just see that it fused correctly. Doctor, just look at them all.
How's it been to wait? I mean, you just keep, it seems like you keep sitting and waiting.
Yeah, I had the longest breakout of anybody in the locker room, I think. So I'm just looking forward to getting back out there with my teammates and competing. I love to compete, so I'm always have that in me. And even after football is done for me, I'm going to still be a competitor in whatever I do.
Is there anything you can do during the process to sort of help it along and help the fusing along? Or are you just.
Nothing that I'm not already doing.
What's it, Dave, do you have another MRI scheduled that, you know, maybe if you pass that, then you'll be given a green
yeah,
light?
Yeah, me and the doctors know that, and if I pass that, then as soon as the doctor see what he want to see, then I'm good. But for right now, he said I'm doing really well, and I'm ahead of schedule. So that's positive things to hear, and I'm staying positive, and my teammates and family all giving me support. I got so many supporters out there that want to see me go out there and play some football wearing the blue and white. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Over the past few months or so, have you seen your career kind of flash before your eyes at all?
No, not for a second, because I'm a man of faith. So no matter what happens in front of me, with my faith, I'm going to do something to make it right.
Your reaction to the team bringing in Rashad, how you characterize him in this competition?
No, he's definitely a helper for the team. Running back is a position where it's not going to be one like a quarterback. When you got a quarterback, you got one quarterback. I mean, you got like one center. Most of the time you want to keep that same center. Running backs, depending on the play, you're going to have a different personnel in. And running back is a position where people can unfortunately get hurt. And that's where a position you want to have a lot of bodies in.
So you don't see either as kind of an every down back. You see you guys both as totally interchangeable in that offense?
Both of us can be an every down back. But the way the game is today, it's not going to be one guy. There's very few teams that got one running back that always in there.
David, when we talked to you about the seriousness of your next situation before, was anybody advising you not to come back, not to try this with that?
No.
Are you, Gary also tell you that if you hit it again the wrong way, no. It could happen again. So it's not going to happen again as far as the doctors are concerned?
Freak of nature, anything can happen again.
David, not having, I think you said last year, you didn't have any pain, you didn't have any symptoms. I mean, is that good in a way? Because now when you go out there, you're not going to be thinking about it as much, or is it going to be in the back of your mind?
I never had pain from the injury, even after it happened, the day after it happened, the moment after it happened. I'm in the locker room telling the coaches, let me go back out there. I don't feel anything. I even snuck out on the field and was removed because I didn't have any pain. So when I'm going to see all these doctors, pass every test except a picture.
But
that's the only reason I'm not on the field was because of picture. Right now we just need to get the photograph that we need.
But you know the severity of it. I mean, you know, you don't want to mess around with the neck and whatnot. So I mean,
it's hard to realize the severity when you didn't feel any pain or no symptoms. I was limited to nothing. And that's the same way I am now. The only thing I had was the cut in front of my neck. And that was the only time I felt pain because I had got cut. So right now I feel fine. Before I felt fine. And right now we're just waiting for the picture we need.
You sound very calm. You don't think, you're not worried this is a risk at all? Or
no, not at all.
What kind of shape are you in? Well, you know, I mean,
you see me?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can do everything. You can do everything that you would do in a normal offseason.
Yeah, I've been doing everything.
Mm-hmm. So you, and you know, with all that extra time, you must be, you know.
Yeah. Ready, anxious.
Did you have a reaction to when Eli underwent his surgery, this franchise quarterback? Having that done in April?
He's strong. He'll be back, and he a competitor as well. And, you know, that's the main thing we need this season is guys to stay healthy because when a guy's not healthy and you expected to have these guys throughout the season and they go down, it changes up the whole game plan, and it's hard to win like that.
David, what have you been able to glean from the new offense that's being installed? installed. I think Chris was saying that, you know, right now you're working on the running game. So what is it about this particular brand of offense that you like? You know, how is it different from what you've done in the past?
Yeah, I got to get a grasp on it. This is only the second day I haven't seen the play. So we're just trying to learn and absorb and come into meeting rooms and be students. We got new coaches, and they're going to be students too, and we're gonna all get along and figure it out as we go. And hopefully by training camp, we'll be all familiar with the playbook and know exactly what we need to do.
Coach,